Professor Kalua encouraged us to meet up with David and accompany him to register inhabitants of a village, a preparation necessary for mass drug administration. There we also met up with Michael Masika, Assistant Director of Clinical Services at the Health Ministry.
Or is he infected? I mean, that's the thing with the clinical signs that you were saying. That
when you say he has got trachoma, you mean the chlamydia or the stages?
No, I mean chlamydia.
Chlamydia,
yes,
okay.
Just the infection, not trachoma,
well, not trachoma
in the final stage.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
So you're doing progress?
Yeah, we're doing very good progress. The impact survey that we've done this year, we found that almost all the districts, the TF was less than 5%. Because other districts, it was 9.9, others up to 13. Those that we have done three rounds of mass drug administration. But those that it was above 5%, who have done the MDA, found that it's less than 5%, which is not now a public health problem. But the problem that is going to be there is sustainability. We have to sustain that. Because we know the others that are in the incubation period. Others, they still have the organism with them. Now, if we don't do anything or if we don't improve on the F1D, likely it will come back. Our coming here is that the ITI, International Trachoma Initiative, the chief executive, Paul Emerson, would like to come here after next week just to see how we're doing the self-strategy because of the progress that Malaga has reported. Because even the mass drug administration, the lowest that we have reported is 90%. The reason is we use the health surveillance assistants who are government employed people. They are in the community. In the community, the doctors in the community there, they know the people. They've got the trust of the people. So when you are doing the mass drug administration, if somebody hasn't taken the drug, the surveillance assistant knows. So initially when we do the mass drug administration, we get that it's less than 80%. We go and do the mop-up.
Maybe just to add on what you said. So what we did was that when you look at this, this is a simple register. This is a village known as
Namila.
And this is the name of the household number. Number of household. Number of household members. There are four in total. The name of household members. So this is registration. This is pre-trachoma MDA census register. So what's happening is that during the actual mass drug administration, If Alina Kasenye shows up, then he's measured, the height is measured, and then the dosage is indicated here. And then from there, they'll be coming back, going back. So we really came, because as BICO, we are a partner that is coordinating the program. Now, as a ministry, they are the beneficiaries of the program. Now, the ITI is coming as a guest to the ministry. So as a ministry representative, he needs to see where the visitors, he will take the visitors to. You don't take a visitor where you don't even know where you're taking the visitor.
So both of you get lost on the
So I said, no, let's take, let's go around. So we went to one place. When you were calling us, we're going to the first village. Just close to, soon after you're descending, there's a roadblock. Just before that roadblock, there's a place somewhere there. So they went there, which is Namiwa. And the, he is a head of surveillance assistant who was actually doing the registration. So this is his register. His name is Mpande. The trachoma MDA big register. Right? So basically that's what we want to do. Check which places, which villages, and the directions and what have you, so that we get ready for the visitor. So we start with this one and then we'll come with the trainings and what have you. So next week lots of trainings to make sure that we prepare them for the implementation of the program. So he'll be coming back to make sure that we see that everyone is trained and then we'll come to support the training. And then thereafter, the drugs have already arrived. They are at the district hospital. And next week, they'll be distributed in all health facilities. Now, at the health facility, they'll be distributed to all catchment areas, which are headed by a health surveillance assistant. And then the health surveillance assistants, with the support of the village volunteers, they now go and administer the drug. And thereafter, we'll come back to get reports, and then we document, and then we close the chapter. Then, after, of course, after 2 weeks, we'll come back to do what we call coverage survey. So this is an independent survey to ascertain and verify the report that has come from the district health office. So that's done in the absence. We also do sampling, as you said, and then they'll go around. And then, and I think that's the program that Salome is conversant with.
With the phone and the...
The mHealth thing and so on. So that's basically that. So they'll come back to verify.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, they'll come back with the impact survey. Determine whether we still have the problem or not. Yeah. With Chikwawa, 2 years ago, we declared trachoma is no longer a public health concern. 2 years later, we come back.
We came for surveillance, so found that it has gone up again.
But as long as we, as you said, the predisposing factors, or rather risk factors, have not yet been taken on board, the likelihood of the disease recurring is very, very high.
Of course. Yeah. When you map and diagnose the people, you still use clinical signs as well as PCR, right? So when do you use the clinical signs, when do you use the PCR for diagnosing?
In most cases we're using the clinical signs, the PCR we just use it for the program.
Okay.
But for those people that are in the out there diagnosing patients, we use the clinical signs.
Yeah.
So whenever they get the clinical signs, they treat them there and then.
How is the distribution of doctors in the field? So do people in the villages, do they go to the doctor when something's wrong, or do you have to come and check and see, okay, you have...
A lot of them, they come to us when it's already late. When it was not supposed to be like that. Because if someone comes to me with a corneal scar, secondary to trachysis, they are not supposed to come to me at that stage. They would have seen the problem somewhere 4 or 5 years ago. But you find they come to, up to today, people come with dense corneal scars, secondary to trachysis. It means that thing has been there for some time.
Because before they probably...
Because if they came earlier, would have corrected the trachysis.
Makes sense. And then you have to operate.
Just if they come at that stage, you just operate in order to relieve the symptoms and signs, but not to regain the sign. But if they came earlier on, it would have prevented the progression of the disease.
Yes.
Some of them who are old, they may have developed trichiasis, but they feel it's time for them to be bright because they're old. So those are some of the beliefs that there. So even right now, we have the program where we're actually collecting trichiasis. The challenge is that persuade them to access the surgical service is a challenge.
Yeah, it's surprising. I mean, Salumi showed in the questionnaire that people might refuse surgery.
Yes, yes,
they do.
Yes, they do.
And is it a lot or are these exceptions? Do you have to persuade a lot?
Yeah, you have to persuade a lot, most especially in terms of in teeth surgeries.
Others, you persuade them, they even say no.
Yes.
They can tell you what is it that you want me to see that I haven't seen. So it's better for me, leave me alone, I'll die blind. My parents, they died blind, so this is hereditary. You try to tell them, this is not hereditary, this is a trachysis, so this is cataract. They'll say, leave me alone. The other thing is, as I said, our system of medical services. Somebody comes, the road that you've taken, maybe here it's about 23 kilometers, but this road will take you up to the border with Mozambique, which is about 70-80 kilometers out from the town. To take a patient from there, to use his or her own resources to go to the hospital, and he goes there, he finds that the ophthalmic clinic officer is out with us to the field. There's nobody to attend to him. If he goes back, do you think he'll come back again? He won't. You say, I went there, I suffered, I used the small money that I had.
I didn't find anyone.
I didn't find anybody. So just leave me alone. You talk to them, they tell just leave me.
Politicians are quite necessary to, in terms of decision making, whether the product will be accepted and whether there are any laws against, for example, genetically modified organisms. Because that's quite a huge problem in Europe or also in the US to use genetically modified organisms in medical applications. It's often not allowed.
And we also try to stay critical. We're reserved but optimistic.
Yes. Hope is the last thing to despair in life. That's why people who are blind, they still come to the hospital. We're hoping one day they will see.